Nnamdi Kanu was severely beaten and subjected to all forms of inhuman treatment and degradation by the Kenyan Police Authority upon his abduction on 19th of June 2021 in Kenya Nairobi Airport. He was detained in a very terrible environment, which is far unconnected with conventional place of custody in Kenya. They accused him of sundry offenses against the Kenyan authority, and on account of which he was detained for 8 days to enable them to investigate him. At the expiration of 8 days, after being subjected to all forms of inhuman treatment, they now discovered that the person whom they've tortured for 8 days was Nnamdi Kanu. And they now called on the Nigerian government to come over and pick him. So obviously, we understand that this is a clear script written in collaboration with the Nigerian government, which was clearly executed by the Kenyan police force.
You mentioned Kenya, but it was never very clear to us exactly how Mr. Kanu was apprehended. The Nigerian government only said that his arrest was due to cross-border cooperation. What can you tell us in terms of exactly how and where Mr. Kanu was apprehended?
Nnamdi Kanu was arrested in Nairobi Airport. Now, when he was arrested in Nairobi Airport, Kenya, by Kenya police force, we have compelling evidence to this effect, which will be tendered before the International Court of Justice at the point we are going to get there, because we are already filing action through our foreign legal partners who are in court to challenge the gross violation of his fundamental rights as a British citizen, and also gross violation of the international laws on repatriation of persons suspended of a criminal offense. So, and sundry infractions on his rights. So what we are saying is that, in effect, that he was arrested in Kenya Airport. I can confirm that to you authoritatively.
As you know, sir, the Nigerian government considers your client, Mr. Kanu, and his indigenous people of Biafra movement a terrorist organization.
Okay, let me just explain this to you. Shortly after the invasion of Nnamdi Kanu's premises on the 14th of September 2017, and they didn't succeed in abducting and killing him, they came back a few days after, on the 17th of September, to obtain an order of court ex parte, without reference to my office, to prescribe IPOB. Then we promptly filed an application before the Court of Appeal to challenge the purported prescription of IPOB as a terrorist organization, because we know that the indices and the characters of IPOB, the activities, the manner in which they operate, does not fall within the ambit of provisions of the Section 3 of the Terrorist Prevention Act of Nigeria. And going forward, we also promptly then file an application for stay of execution of that judgment. So it's only in Nigeria that they have IPOB prescribed. Thankfully, I'm speaking with you. You're in America now, and I'm communicating with you from America. American government, other foreign government, and responsible institutions refuse to sanction the prosecution of IPOB in Nigeria and elsewhere as a terrorist organization. So, as you are aware, we have Boko Haram in Nigeria. We also have Fulani Hespen in Nigeria. This organization that has been proscribed by international community, because the essence of proscribing IPOB is to enable the federal government and the security agents of Nigeria to start arresting them on the sound of that order.
When is the next court date?
The matter has been slated for hearing, commencement of trial on the 26th of July, 2021.
Thank you so much, sir, for the time to speak with you.
Okay, thank you so much.